Good afternoon. My name is Madison Decker. I am a senior at Southern Illinois University. This summer, I was extremely fortunate to intern with BASF at their Midwest Research Farm, where I was able to implement a joint project between BASF and Southern Illinois University's Plant Pathology Department. So today, I'm going to be talking to you about the effects of strobilurin-containing fungicides on soybean grain yield and disease control. The disease we're going to focus on for this project is frog eye leaf spot. The pathogen that causes this disease is Cercospora sojina. The pathogen favors warm and humid growing conditions and overwinters in soybean debris. It can be spread locally and regionally by conidia. When you're identifying this, you're going to look for brown to tan lesions on the soybean leaves. In severe cases, they may coalesce and defoliation can occur. Yield losses can reach or exceed 30%. 9 million bushels are lost annually to this, and it has increased in recent years, most likely due to an increase in resistant isolates. So some management options for this pathogen include rotation with corn and other non-host crops. We can also use resistant soybean varieties to manage this, and of course, foliar fungicides. So today I'm going to talk about three different chemistries that we use in the management of this pathogen. The first chemistry I want to talk about are strobilurins. These provide excellent preventative activity because of their ability to reduce germinating spores. They inhibit mitochondrial respiration, which in turn stops energy production. They're limited to translaminar movement, which means that they're only locally systemic and can't easily move to new growth within the plant. In contrast, triazoles have excellent systemic movement and curative ability. They inhibit an enzyme needed in sterol production, which impacts cell walls in the pathogen. The last chemistry I want to talk about are SVHIs. These provide a broad spectrum of control on a lot of diseases in many different crops. They target a functional part of the Krebs cycle, which is also needed for energy production. I have a great example of fungicide resistance that I will get to in a little bit. We know that it's been recent that we have needed such a complexity in modes of action to combat strobilurin resistance. Since 2009, strobilurin resistant, frog eye leaf spot resistant isolates have been confirmed. Here in the orange are selected counties that have confirmed resistance, but that does not mean that, you know, just because there's resistance in these counties that every field has a resistance problem, but it just kind of gives you an idea of the vastness of the issue. So growers, universities, and industry members are looking at different ways to combat this problem. As it relates to fungicide resistance, we know that the more genetic variability within a population, the better chance there is to select for resistance. This pathogen will undergo many spore-producing cycles, and it also will undergo sexual recombination, which allows it to select for resistance easily. The pathogen has an incubation stage of 7 to 12 days, which means that at the point of infection, there are 7 to 12 days before you even know that your plants are sick. Within those 7 to 12 days, about every 7 of them, the pathogen will undergo another spore-producing cycle, which that allows it to produce trillions of spores per acre. So here we see that some smaller lesions have coalesced to form one large lesion. The little white tufts that kind of look like mold within that lesion are actually massive amounts of sporulation, which normally you couldn't see with the naked eye, but it's happening so aggressively we were able to capture it on camera. So you can assume that if a grower has a resistant isolate in his field, that his neighbors are also at risk. So our research objectives for this project were to evaluate the efficacy of strobilurin and other chemistries on the management of frog eye leaf spot, and we also wanted to determine if there's a difference in soybean yield to fungicide applications with different active ingredients. This project was replicated in two different locations, one being in central Illinois at the BASF Midwest Research Farm in Champaign County, and then the other being 200 miles south in southern Illinois in Gallatin County. These locations were vastly different. In central Illinois, the ground is very flat. They have highly productive soils. There's not a lot of forestry to speak of, and I can't think of one large body of water near the research farm. In contrast, southern Illinois has a lot of hills and valleys. This trial specifically is located in the Ohio River bottoms, and there's a lot of forestry surrounding the area. All of those factors in southern Illinois allow for this location to be more conducive for frog eye leaf spot occurrence. The experimental design is replicated exactly the same in both locations. We had 7 treatments replicated 6 times within the block. The plot size was around 3 meters wide by 12 meters long, and all fungicide applications were made at R3 with a pressurized CO2 backpack sprayer. This is the treatment list. I added the brand name, the common name, the rate, and the company that manufactures the product. In treatment 1, we have a mixture of a strobilurin and an SDHI. In treatments 3, 4, and 5, we have a combination of a strobilurin and a triazole. While in treatments 2 and 6, we have all 3 modes of action in one product. So you can see that we have a variety of different active ingredients from different companies so that we could effectively evaluate the control of frog eye leaf spot. Moving on to data collection, I visually assessed the trials at the day of application and then weekly. Both of these trials were taken to yield and analyzed separately. The data was tested for normality, and an analysis of variance was conducted, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD test at a 0.05 level using Jump version 12. I wanted to add the disease rating scale so you could get a feel for how these trials were evaluated. This is a published scale. It's really easy to use. So basically, you can take this chart out there. You can look at the occurrence of disease, compare it to the chart, and determine your rating. A 0 being no disease presence, and then every unit that after that is a 10% increase in disease severity, up to a 9, which is 90% leaf coverage or defoliation. So this is a couple intervals of disease ratings from our southern Illinois location. On the y-axis, we have frog eye leaf spot severity on a 0 to 9 scale. On the x-axis, we have the treatment list. So make note of the letters above each data point as they correlate to their specific rating interval. In the maroon, we have our first rating 7 days after the application was made. You'll notice that the non-treated and the rest of the fungicide treatments, that there's only a significant difference between the non-treated and what was sprayed with the fungicide. However, moving on to the next rating I added here, you'll see more separation and control. Trivapro seems to be kind of the underperformer amongst the fungicide treatments, whereas Vortix seems to have the best disease control. Here is another rating interval I had, and you can kind of see the explosive amounts of disease that happened throughout the growing season. So we're seeing a similar trend. Trivapro seems to kind of be underperforming in comparison to the other fungicide treatments, but now we see that Vortix and Preaxor D have shown the best disease control throughout the growing season. Make note of our non-treated. It reached a level of an 8. That's extremely intense and doesn't happen very often, so it gives you an idea of the disease pressure that these formulations were tested in. This is our yield data from the southern Illinois location. All you need to take away from this essentially is that Stratego Yield, Vortix, and Preaxor D were the only treatments that yielded significantly different to the non-treated. Vortix and Preaxor D boasted the highest yields, which isn't a huge surprise because looking back at this rating sheet, we see that they provided the best disease control throughout the season. Moving 200 miles north to Champaign County, we have, this is the yield data. You'll notice I didn't have any disease ratings because there wasn't any disease present, most likely due to the dry summer that we had. But I thought it was important to show you this data, even though there's no significance in the yield, because in the absence of disease, there was no yield benefit to spraying a foliar fungicide. So in conclusion, the significance of this research is that the efficacy of fungicides varied in fields with strobilurin-resistant isolates. Preaxor D and Vortix provided the highest level of disease control, while Vortix, Preaxor D, and Stratego yield treatments provided yield increases in comparison to Trivapro, Approach Prima, and the non-treated. In the absence of disease, there were no yield benefits to spraying a foliar fungicide. I want to thank everyone at the BASF Midwest Research Farm and Southern Illinois University for helping me put this project together. I wouldn't be here without them. So, questions?
So I don't know anything about this disease. You get a lot of infection early at the one site, none in the other. So how the infection at the first site was natural? You didn't spray any pathogens on it?
So you're asking if I inoculated the trial in southern Illinois? No, that environment is just extremely conducive to the occurrence of frog eye leaf spot, and it's that way almost every year.
So where I was headed was the damage wasn't as extensive as you would think, given the amount of severity of infection. So does the plant outgrow it at some point? It knocks it down early and then it comes back?
So you want to know if the plant can kind of...
That was heavy infection. So did that plant die, or does it grow out of it?
It doesn't grow out of it, no. Something that we could study would be important to study would be like multiple applications on those soybean plants to kind of suppress the disease. It's not going to die, but it's going to greatly influence yield potential.
You noted you have basically all the nuances of that disease in the other part of Illinois that's environmentally different from where you are in the southern part of the Ohio. Is there a similar fungus that may be more prevalent up there that you can see this having application to?
So you're asking if there is a disease in central Illinois that's more prevalent? It's not that frog eye leaf spot isn't prevalent, it's just that the disease environment that year, it being so dry, it just didn't occur. As for diseases that are more prevalent, I'm not exactly certain.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.